Well, it's such a blessing to be here today and be able to share with everyone, including the graduates.
今天能来到这里真好，能跟每一位，不只是青少年，来分享一些信息。
I want to begin by just kind of talking about a conversation that Lisa and I had recently.
我想分享一点我跟我妻子最近的一个谈话。
We were talking about what a pivotal time a freshman year is, kind of graduating from high school and the freshman year in college.
我想分享的是，就是进大学的第一年是何等的重要。
And those of you who are adults can probably think back to your own experience of your first year in college.
这里的成人的弟兄姊妹和朋友们可以想象你第一年上大学的感觉是什么样。
Those of you who are in college now, I see Raymond and a few others in the back there. You can think back to what a pivotal time your first year in college was.
那些已经在大学里的就可以分享第一年 freshman 在大学里是多么的重要。
And those of you who are heading into your freshman year in college, you can look forward to that.
今天这些即将进入大学的呢，你像很期待那个时刻。
The reason it's so pivotal, I think, is that as you are growing up, when you were a child, your parents had a lot to do. They had a big impact in terms of whether you went to church and your faith.
这之所以关键的原因呢，就是因为你从小到大，到这个时刻，一直是你的家长在带领、引导、管教你。
The question was not why should I believe, but rather why not?
你的问题一直就是我应该服从吗？而是为什么不呢？
And your friends, you met many friends that you were introduced to in church, they became some of your best friends. And you were influenced by your teachers, by your parents, who were introducing you to the Bible and pointing you to Jesus.
你一直被你在教会周围的所有的你的朋友们，你教会的弟兄姊妹们，受他们的影响，在这样一个环境之中。
But now you're heading into a new period of freedom.
现在你将要进到一个全新层次的自由之中。
You're going to be stepping away from your peer influence, and your parents' influence is also going to become less.
你过去所有的家长的影响，你周围从小到大小朋友的影响，都将变得很少很少。
And you're going to be walking into a new situation where you have so many choices on the table.
你将要到一个全新的环境，以至于你有这样多的选择，你可以自己来决定。
And so I just wanted to talk a little bit today about this new freedom.
我今天就要讲关于这个升入大学的这个全新的自由。
And the three aspects of freedom that I wanted to talk about from Galatians are the position of freedom.
三方面，在加拉太中说，一个自由的地位。
Secondly is abuse of freedom.
是自由的滥用。
And the third one is living in freedom.
The third one?
Living in freedom.
Okay, 怎样活在自由之中。
And we're going to be in Galatians. I wanted to first of all give just a little bit of background. To the book of Galatians.
我们谈一谈加拉太书这本书的背景。
So during Paul's first visit to Galatia, he got sick and he stayed longer than he planned.
当保罗第一次到加拉太的时候，他病了，他待的时间有点长。
And they took care of him and helped him through that. And then he visited again.
他当时那里的弟兄姊妹帮助他身体康复过来，然后呢保罗第二次去加拉太。
And this letter, I call it a letter rather than a book, because Paul didn't really write the book of Galatians, he wrote a letter to the Galatian church shortly after his second visit.
这加拉太书呢不应该称为一个书，而是一个信，因为它是写给加拉太的。
And this would have been the year 57 to 58 AD. So we're looking at about 15 years or so after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven.
这是大约主后57、58年，我们说主后主十字架复活之后的50多年的时候。
Starting off, looking at the position of freedom, I wanted to begin by reading Galatians 5, verse 1.
我们讲基督自由的地位，我们看加拉太书五章
第一节。
第一节。
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
And I want to go back just a little bit, a couple of chapters, and read another passage to kind of help us to understand what this slavery was that Paul was talking about.
我回到前面几章来谈一谈保罗这里说奴仆的辖制到底是什么意思。
This was written in response to the Jews who were trying to get the Gentiles to seek to be justified or made right before God by obeying the requirements of the law.
这是写给那些在加拉太的外邦人，他们企图用遵行律法的方式来得以称义。
And in Galatians chapter 3, verses 8-13, Paul talks about this.
加拉太书三章八节这样说。
Says, Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you.
并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说万国都必因你得福。
So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law.
凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
Clearly no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith.
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经常说义人必因信得生。
I'm going to skip ahead to 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree or hung on a pole.
基督就为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着说凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅。
I think I shared recently about my experience as a freshman and what kept me from putting my faith in Christ.
我想谈我最近和一个高中生跟一个大学生的一点经历。
As I began to read the Bible, I became very aware that I was very far from God's standard of righteousness.
当我越看圣经，我就越发现我真是离神的标准是那样的远。
I was very attracted to Jesus.
我当时非常被基督所吸引。
But I was afraid that he could not accept me because I wasn't good enough.
我当时一直在忧虑，我是这样的不好，基督能不能接受我？
And at that point I didn't understand that it's because I'm not good enough that Jesus died for me and that he would accept any sinner who would come to him.
我当时还没有预料，正是因为我是这样的不好，这样达不到他的标准，他才为我死，而且他会接受所有一切的信他的罪人。
And this is a beautiful position that we have in Jesus, that we are children of God, and that we can come to God not as just the ruler of the universe, but we can come to Him and say, Daddy.
我们得以自由的地位是因为我们是神的儿子，我们不光是这个宇宙的统治者，而且我们能来到他的面前说阿爸父神。
And you would think, oh yeah, that's where we want to be, that's where we want to stay. But the problem is, for myself and probably many of you as well, we keep going back to the law and we keep kicking ourselves and thinking I'm not good enough.
你也会想哦，这个地位是何等的美好，但是我想我跟这里很多的弟兄姊妹一样，我们总是回去继续寻求遵守律法的那个义。
Christianity, Islam, and Judaism have a lot of common characteristics.
基督的信仰与伊斯兰教和犹太教有一些相同的地方。
We all worship the God of Abraham.
我们都是敬拜亚伯拉罕的神。
We all want to please him and honor him with our lives.
我们都想用我们的生命，用我们的行为来使他得荣耀。
And we all do good works to our fellow man.
我们都想跟周围的人来做些好的事情。
So what's the difference?
那么区别在哪里？
It's a subtle difference, but it's a very important difference.
的这个区别呢，虽然看起来很小，但却是非常重要。
The difference is that in Christ, we are forgiven. And in Christ, we are secure in our position as children of God.
这个区别就是在基督里我们被赦免了。在他里面我们有这样安稳的地位，只是我们是神的儿子。
And in Christ, we have the Holy Spirit living within us, giving us the power to connect with God intimately and to walk in His ways.
在基督里有这样美好的事情，是神把圣灵在基督里赐给了我们，以至于我们跟神有这样实时美好的交通，并且保守我们在基督里前行。
The Jews and the Muslims, they have the law of Moses.
犹太教和伊斯兰教，那他们就都有很多的律法。
But what they don't have is they don't have the security and the assurance and the intimacy of the daddy relationship with God that we have in Christ.
但是在那样的信仰里面，他们没有平安，没有这个确信，并没有那样与神这个亲密的同行。
And they have no confidence. They can have no confidence that they're good enough.
他们没有这样的信心，说我是这样的好，我达到神的标准了。他们永远达不到那个标准。
Just as I read earlier, that no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith.
就像我前面读的，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。11节。
So in Christ, we serve and love our fellow man for a different reason.
所以在基督里，我们爱周围的人。完全是出于另外一个不同的原因。
It's not because we're trying to win God's favor, approval, and salvation.
那并不是因为我想得到从神的赦免、神的宽恕和神的诚意。
It's because we've already freely received those things, and we desire to show our gratitude to God, by loving.
相反，而是我们正是因为我们已经得到那些东西了，而我们却想把这些基督里的果子分享给周围的人。
So this is a beautiful position that we have in Jesus.
这是我们在基督里何等美好的地位。
And it's a very free position.
而这一切都是白白得来。
But I want to just remind us all, we're going to forget it sometimes, and we need to keep going back to Jesus.
我在这里即将提醒各位的就是，我们有时候会忘掉这一切，所以你会随时的就回到你这个宝贵的地位上。
So, if in Christ we're already justified, we're already forgiven, and we have eternal life, why should we do good?
我们既在基督里已经称义，已经被赦免，并且有永生了，我们何必还要做这些和那些？
This brings me to the next point, which is the abuse of freedom.
那么这就涉及到我谈到下一个问题，那么就是关于自由的滥用。
The idea of freedom, if we're abusing it, is I can do whatever I want.
那么有人说自由呢，就是我想干什么就干什么。
And a question is, where will this lead us?
那么的问题就是，你如果真的这样想的话，你会去到哪个地位呢？
In Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells a story.Of a father and two brothers.
在路加福音15章，基督讲到一个父亲和两个儿子的故事。
And the younger son says to his father, he wants more freedom, and he says to his father, give me my inheritance.
那个小儿子对他父亲说，我想要自由，你把我的属于我那份产业都给我吧。
In other words, give me what You have saved up for me that I'm supposed to receive after you die. I want it now.
那么那个小儿就说，把你的家业，那份给我留着的，你现在就给我，我现在就要。
And then he left his father. He went out in wild living. He wasted all his money and he began to starve.
那么他就离开了父亲，到外面过他想要的生活，肆意的放荡自裁。那么最后呢，他贫穷下来。
He came back to his father with nothing.
那 他最后一无所有的来到他的父亲面前。
Hoping his father would take him back as a servant.
那么他希望他的父亲把他带回去，当一个奴仆也好。
His father ran to him.And embraced him and threw a huge party for him.
那么他的父亲呢，却跑向他，拥抱着他，并且为他办一个何等大的一个宴会来欢迎他。
As a college student and even on campus now, at a university, I see a lot of people, a lot, especially freshmen, who come to the university and get involved in this kind of.Wild living, I can do whatever I want.
我现在在当下的大学里看到这样一个普遍的现象，就是那些高中生进入大学之后，他们觉得自己是真的是这样自由，想干什么就干什么。
Where does that lead us?
那会是一个什么样的结果？
Well, in Galatians 5,
加拉太五章，
verses 15 to 21 and verse 26.
再加上五章十五到二十一节以及二十六节。
It talks about where that leads us.
它讲到你们会到什么样的地步。
In verse 13, it says, "You, my brothers, were called brothers and sisters were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, or do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature."
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
In other words, freedom is given us not to do whatever we want.
这自由给我们，并不是想要我们想干什么就干什么。
But to love.
而是要去爱。
But let's say it does go through and explain, well, what happens if you do abuse your freedom?
那么这里也谈到，如果你滥用你的自由会怎么样？
And it gives us a picture of, first of all, what happens in our inner lives.
他想说你内里的生命会变成什么样子。
Some of the things mentioned in this passage that will happen to you on the inside if you choose to do whatever you want are you'll have no peace, you'll be full of inner conflicts.
那么这里面经文就讲到，如果你真的想做什么就干什么，那会说是你里面没有平安。
You'll have impure thoughts that are going to be controlling you.
你会有一些邪恶的想法会控制你。
Paul says to treat younger women as sisters with absolute purity.
保罗说你是那个小姐那个
To treat younger women as sisters with absolute purity.
那你就带你的姐妹如同那如同是处女的那个
像你妹妹一样。
像你妹妹一样，对，像你妹妹一样。
I see a lot of university students who do not treat younger women.As they would treat, or as they would want another man to treat their little sister.
我看到现在很多大学生并不把你自己那些女同学当作自己的姐妹一样来对待。
Another thing that will be happening on the inside, if you choose to do whatever you want, is you're going to put the attractions of the world ahead of God. This is idolatry, putting things or people in the place of God.
那么另一个那个你想做什么就做什么的后果呢，你会把很多世界的诱惑放到神的前面。
Another thing that will be happening is substance abuse and addictions.
那么另外一个很严重的问题就是药物的滥用和毒瘾。
Selfishness.
自私。
To the point that you are going to be ambitious, so that you're running over other people to get what you want.
那么你最后达到一个地步，就是你跑到别人面前去抢夺，你想要什么你就拿什么。
So if this is what's going on inside, how's this going to affect your relationship with other people?
那么里面发生这些，那么对你和周围的人际关系会有哪些影响？
Well, according to this passage, it's saying that you are going to be biting and devouring each other and destroying each other.
那这里十五节就说，你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
So you're going to be full of hate, full of conflict, arguments that fracture relationships.
那么你里面会有仇恨，会有争执，而且 并有那个关系的一些破裂。
There'll be jealousy from a lack of trust that distances us and turns us against others.
那么你会有那些关于嫉妒，你会失去和朋友之间相互的信任，并且你们会渐行渐远。
And again, we're going to be looking to our own success, desiring our own success to the point that we're running over other people.
那么我们会把自己的名利、自己的成功、自己的利益放到最高，以至于我们忽视其他人的一切的需要。
In order to get what we want.
就是为了要得到你自己想要的一切。
So what's going to happen in our relationship with God if we abuse His freedom?
那么我们和神的关系又会怎么样呢？如果你滥用你的自由的话。
First of all, we're going to be opposing God and resisting Him.
首先呢，我们会站到神的另外一面，并且会抗拒神的旨意。
We're not going to be experiencing the intimate friendship that God desires for us.
我们跟神之间那个美好的交通会变得很淡。
And we're going to begin to see God as a killjoy, as somebody who's just trying to ruin our lives.
那么我会把神当作我们去及时行乐的阻碍，并且当作一个很讨厌的去阻碍我们想干什么就干什么的那样一位。
As somebody who is resisting us as a stern judge.
那么那些人会拒绝我们，会当作一个很古板的那样一个法官的那样的一个地位。
And we're going to have no confidence in our position as children of God.
那样时候，你的信心在基督里面的信心就会动摇。
So we begin with our position in Christ, our position of freedom, and I've talked about the abuse of freedom and where that takes us. So what I want to talk about now is living in freedom and what that looks like and where that takes us.
我们从我们在基督里那美好的地位开始，我们讲到在基督里自由的滥用。那么下面我们讲怎么样在基督里得以那种自由的生活。
And this brings me back again to verse 13, the second half of it. It says, You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh or the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love.
那么这就我们谈到刚才五章十三节这里说弟兄们你们蒙召是要得自由只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会总要用爱心互相服侍。
So this is not so much a freedom from something, but it's a freedom to something, a freedom to love, to a life of love.
所以你看这个自由并不是说你得到什么而是 你把这个自由释放出去。
In verse 14, the next verse, it says, For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself.
所以你看14节这里就说因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之中。
Next, in verse 16 and verse 25, it talks about living by the Spirit. Let me go ahead and just read those. Verse 16, it says, So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
那么接下来16和25节就说到在灵里生活。16节说，我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
And in verse 25,
25节
It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So what this involves is a freedom from our sinful desires, the addictions, the damaging things, the selfishness. We begin to experience freedom from those things as God's love begins to rule in us.
所以我们就脱离那些在我们肉体中想得到的那种自由而是从圣灵来得神所让我们所得到的那些自由
And as we walk with him He begins to purify our desires He doesn't kill our desires But he moves our desires in the right direction
那么就是在我们与神同行的过程中他并不是说把我们那些邪恶的欲望一举去杀掉而是说他使我们这个属灵的生活得以圣化
Another phrase that's beautiful in this passage is the phrase being led by the Spirit.
那么另一个非常美好的就是我们被圣灵所引导所带领。
In verse 18, it says, But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
18节就说但你们若被圣灵引导就不在律法以下。
And in verse 23, it says, against such things, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, against such things, there is no law.
23节就说，说包括温柔节，像这样的事情就没有律法禁止。
So we have, in a sense, freedom from this heavy burden of trying to be justified by a law that's impossible to keep.
那么我们就被释放了，被什么所释放呢？就是我们身上这样有罪的这样的生命，试图去满足律法，并且你永远达不到这样的一个困惑中，我们被释放。
And rather than kicking ourselves for not being good enough, we began to agree with God. That's right, I'm not good enough. I need you.
我们并不能再责备自己说，神啊，我真是这样的不好，而是我们来到神的面前说，父啊，我向你承认，我就是一个罪人。
The last aspect, phrase in terms of living in freedom that I wanted to point out is in verse 25. And it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. This idea of keeping in step with the Spirit.
那么第二十五节这里就谈到跟圣灵同行。
The picture is of two people who are maybe dancing. And if you can imagine two expert dancers keeping in step, it's a beautiful thing.
所以你看到两个人跳舞，他们步骤如果是很专业的一些跳舞，他们一块跳，他们的步调是那样的一致，是何等美好。
We watched a kind of a silly movie on Friday night. It's our family. And in one scene, there's this da 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 like that.
所以在礼拜五我们一家子看的电影，说他们跳的是啊那样的好。
And so after the movie was over, Mia said, "Hey, Dad, let's try that dance." And so we're arm in arm doing the da 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 da.
所以呢，在礼拜五的时候看完电影，我就说，哎，我们也一块来跳舞。
And that went on for about maybe 10 seconds before I kicked Mia's foot so hard that she was done with it.
我当时是跟 Mia 当时跳，结果是当时我的鞋就是被啊，我的脚都会踩得那样的痛了。
So,
以至于就是我们这是
we were not keeping in step very well.
我们的步调并不是很一致。
And I'm sure it was Mia's fault.
我认为是 Mia 跳得不好。
No, not Mia's fault.
他不是 Mia 跳得不好。
It's her awkward father.
是他父亲的原因。
Another picture of this keeping in step that I like is.A picture of two lovers, husband and wife, who've been together for many years, walking together.
那么我脑中另一个图画呢，就是两个相爱的人，一对夫妻，那么会相爱的这么多年一同走来的场景。
Not the picture of, I think in Korean culture, the man walks in the front and his wife walks behind him.
并不像那个到韩国的那种文化中，这个丈夫走在前面，那么妻子在后面这样小心的跟着。
But it's a picture of a husband and wife, who are very comfortable together, who are on the same page, walking together, enjoying the relationship.
而是呢，这个夫妻呢走在一起，他们互相呢都彼此了解对方的想法，并且有那样美好的交通，一起前行。
The third picture that came to mind as I thought of keeping in step.With the Spirit is that of two people on a kayak or a rowboat.
那么在我脑中的第三个场景就是两个人在划那个独木舟的时候的场景。
Sam Houston State Park, some of us did the rowboat thing. I'm sure you guys remember that.
我们上次春游的时候，我们去划那个船。这里很多人你们应该记得的。
And we were at varying degrees of kind of keeping in step with the person in front of us or behind us on the rowboat.
那我们当时试着非常非常用力啊，注意跟前面或者后面能保持一致，一起来划船。
But I love the picture of trying to imagine being in a rowboat with Jesus. He's in the back, and you're in the front.
那么我想到这是在基督里的场景，那就基督就坐在船的后面，而你在坐在前面。
And the person in the back is the one that determines the direction, that figures out where you're going.
那么在后面的那个人，他是控制你这么哪里行，你的方向是什么。
The person in the front rows along and tries to keep in step with the person in the back.
那么在前面的呢，总是听后面的那个人的指令，而试图呢去执行那些指令。
As with Jesus being in the back of our boat, in the front of the rowboat, you can't really see the person behind you. who's rowing.
那就像你在前面人，你不能总回头看后面的人想干什么，那就是这样。
To maintain the relationship with that person, and you feel closeness with that person if you're in stride with each other.
那么你会感到跟后面人那种关系，你会试图跟他保持那样一种协调一致的那种同步的关系。
So I really like this picture of keeping in step, trying to see ourselves as keeping in step with the Spirit of Jesus.
所以我喜欢这个途径，就是因为它描述了我们和基督里的那样的关系。
So the last aspect of keeping in step with the Spirit that I wanted to talk about is abiding and bearing fruit of the Spirit.
那么最后一点我要谈到在基督里同行，就是指要在基督里结果子。
And this is starting with verse 22.
这是在23节中有说到。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing, there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
So this is just a beautiful list, and I think it's pretty similar to the list in 1 Corinthians 13, talking about the characteristics of love.
这是这样美好的一个列表，就是跟哥林多前书13章所谈到的那些特质是一致的。
So what are we supposed to do with this list?
那么我们拿到这样一个单子，我们怎么做呢？
How are we supposed to respond when we see ourselves fall short of this list?
当我们看到我们离这样的标准很远的时候，我们怎么做？
When we know that we're not gentle in our heart, when we're losing our self-control.
那么当我们看到我们里面并不是那样温柔，当我们发脾气的时候。
When we've been unfaithful or unkind.
那当我们表现的对人不友好的时候，你怎么想？
Should we kick ourselves?
你惩罚自己吗？
No.
不要那样。
Again, this is about fruit, and it's not something that can be forced.
请注意，这里说的是果子，并不是什么要强制得到的东西。
And as in a tree, it doesn't bear fruit by focusing on the fruit and saying, Ah, it's not enough!
那你当到一个树的时候，你看它还没结果子，你怎么办？说啊，你特别着急，特别想让它结果子。
Bear more fruit，
你要更多，要达到那个标准，要更多。
It's about an abiding relationship with Jesus. These are the characteristics of the Spirit of Jesus.
而是要强调跟基督的连结，而是说这些都是从基督而来的。
And as we're in the boat with Him, keeping in step with Him.As we are living by the Spirit of Jesus, and as we are being led by the Spirit, then these things will more and more naturally begin to flow out of our lives.
而是像我们刚才说，跟基督一直在船上，当我们能跟基督保持那样步调一致的话，这些特质就会自然而然地从我们的生命中所流露出来。
It's funny how we can even...start turning into legalism by looking at a list like this if our focus becomes too much on the fruit and not enough on the source of life, Jesus himself.
这有时候是很可笑的，当我们看到这些列表，我们会变成那些遵守律法的那些旧约的那些人，但实际上我们这些都是我们在基督里信心的果子。
So again, three aspects of freedom. Our position of freedom,There's abuse of freedom and living in freedom.
所以今天讲到信息的三个方面，第一就是我们在基督里的地位，第二就是自由的滥用，第三就是在基督里自由的生活。
So what are we going to do with our freedom?
所以我们对我们的自由将要怎么做？
Number one, remember your position.
第一就是永远牢记你的地位。
You are free from condemnation if you're a child of God, and you can cry to Daddy through faith in Christ.
神的愤怒在你永远远离了你，你随时可以来到神的面前说：“阿爸父。”
Don't fall into the trap of trying to win God's love.
永远不要掉入那个陷阱，就是说你通过自己的努力想得到神的爱。
He cannot love you anymore, and he will not love you any less.
他不能爱你更多，也不能爱你更少。
The one who knows you the best is the one who loves you the most.
那个最了解你的人。 就是最爱你的。
Secondly, don't abuse your freedom.
第二点就是不要滥用你的自由。
Don't be self-serving in your use of freedom.
不要用你的自由当作膨大你 自我 的机会。
This will lead to self-destruction, and it will destroy your relationships.
那这会引导你向自我的毁灭，并且跟神的关系的远离。
Both with people and with Jesus.
这包括和你周围的人，而也包括跟耶稣基督的关系。
You will not be experiencing the beautiful relationships that God desires for you to experience.
那样你就会失去跟神之间那个美好的交通，而那是天父让你期望你所得到。
And that brings us to living in freedom.
最后就是我们在怎么样生活在神的自由之中。
As you have freely received, freely give.
正像你白白得到这个救恩一样，你要白白的给出去。
Especially love.
特别是爱。
Love your neighbors yourself as you live by the Spirit.
爱人如己，正像经上所记的那样。
As you were led by the Spirit,
而且你被圣灵引导的来这样做。
As you were abiding in Jesus,
就像你在基督里生活。
Keeping in step with the Spirit,
和圣灵同行。
And bearing the fruit of the Spirit,
在圣灵里结果子。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you do love us.
主啊，感谢你这样爱我们。
We thank you that you did not create us to be robots that you would control.
主啊，感谢你给我们这样的自由意志，并没有把我们当成机器人，你来那样让我们没有任何一点自由。
But you've given us the freedom, Lord.
主，你给我们自由选择的自由。
To choose which direction we will go.
去选择我们想要去的地方。
To choose how we will live.
去选择我们想要的生活。
And to choose where we will take our desires.
去选择我们自己的愿望 意念去往哪里去。
Lord, I pray especially for these graduating seniors.
主啊，我们今天特别为这些即将升到大学的高中生为你祷告。
That they might pursue you.
他们会寻求你。
And Lord, that we might also pray for them and encourage them.
主，我们这里也为他们祷告，也鼓励他们。
In their faith，
在信心中。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray，
奉耶稣基督的名祷。
Amen。
阿门。